Gordon,
Yeah.
please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you are standing again for the Nominet board.
Okay. Well, I've been involved in the internet industry since 1995. I've previously been on the Policy Advisory Board and was elected to the Board of Directors 2 years ago. A candidate that looks to bring all sorts of members together. I don't actually like to see any divisiveness in the membership. I'm looking to basically, following the EGM, looking to bring the membership back together on a way of moving forward.
Obviously, a lot of members were very irritated with that, and one of the ways that they could do that is to, you know, vote out the people that were on the board at the time. So why shouldn't they do that?
Well, I think the message we received from the EGM was actually that many of the proposals they liked, but they did not like how we went about it, and certainly there were details that they didn't like. Now, since the EGM, we have put in place a rolling consultation on all the issues around the EGM, and myself and Faye have been involved in going up and down the country, speaking to members on these issues and finding where they actually want us to go with them. And I think we're making significant progress on that.
Well, you mentioned as well the outreach program. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. We've always had elements of member outreach, and that there have over time been, that there are always regular member lunches, for example. But we've had specific meetings with regards to the consultations on the changes to the memorandum of the company. Particularly, there were events on specifically on that in Manchester and Edinburgh, and there's been members' lunches during that time, including London and other places, where we have been covering those topics with the members.
You stated here that one of Nominet's key strengths is that its non-for-profit status. And is that because there's this ongoing concerns and rumours that Nominet at some point may go public?
I think there was concern that it looked like that was an attempt. That was what we were attempting to do. It was never what we were attempting to do, and in fact, it's impossible to do from the company that Nominet is at the moment. You can't convert a company that is limited by guarantee to a public status.
Just a final question, really. You talk about the .me.uk.
Mm-hmm.
Say you think that this could become an essential piece of lifestyle infrastructure as a phone number. Do you really believe that? A lot of people think that that the .me.uk was Nominet's worst mistake in terms of what Nominet has done.
I think the one issue that Nominet has always failed to address, although we are beginning to address it now, is the fact that we have not taken an attitude that our product is there to be marketed. Now, ultimately, our members have been the ones that have been doing all the marketing for the product. And I certainly would not wish to affect their marketing in such a way that it would distort any market. However, I think we can provide marketing support with elements of that, and I think that there are possibly a few ideas that I would like investigated. And I think it is possible, the way things are moving, that it could be more popular in terms of personal registrations for .me.uk. I have said in the election statement that I want to look at the feasibility of it. I don't have a finalised proposal. I have a number of ideas that I'm wanting them to investigate.
Okay, terrific. Thank you very much, Gordon.